Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Nathan Totten, and today I'm joined by...
Nick Harris.
Nicholas Harris.
Yes, if you want to get formal on me.
Excellent. So we've had a little bit of a gap. I think we haven't had an episode in like, what, 3 or 4 weeks or something?
Well, we did actually record one. We just, last minute, we weren't able to release it.
Yes, that will be published next week.
Right.
And we will be wearing these same clothes.
That's right.
for the first few minutes.
For the entire week, anyhow.
I have my one polo I wear all week.
All right. Then, I'm certainly not looking forward to sharing an office with you.
Oh yeah, it's going to be brutal. Yeah. They're doing some rearranging, and Nick and I have to hopefully temporarily share an office. I'm probably just going to quit. So that if you've seen his office, it's very different from mine. Mine is, I would say,
pristine.
Pretty clean. Yeah, and his is not.
I like to live life on the edge.
Yes. There's a good amount of change on your floor. So
that is right.
If I need to go to the vending machine, at least I'll have...
it's always available.
There's always
quarters and stuff on the
floor. You
don't have to look for it. It's just there in plain sight.
You probably don't use change ever since you're from Australia, right?
Actually,
you haven't learned what they... Didn't you say you thought the nickel was like the quarter?
Yeah, so the funny story the other day, nickel, is that 5 cents?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I was trying to pay for my coffee. I was using coins for the first time after a year and a half.
Take this pile.
No, so I was counting out like the 75 or something, and I gave her 3 nickels because I thought they were the 25 cents. What do you call them? Quarters.
Quarters.
Yeah, I thought it was a quarter. But now I just give her my coins.
Just hand them the pile. Like, you do it.
So that's all sort of...
Excellent.
The sizes are all ridiculous. Like, you're...
Well, the quarter's the biggest, but the...
The dime, which is
the
10
dime
cents, is smaller
the smallest,
than the 5 cents.
Yeah,
it doesn't...
Yeah.
It's not proportional to its
yes.
value.
Well, George Washington decided all the sizes, so...
Okay, I guess...
I just made that up. I have no idea.
Okay, I guess we'll just roll with it. So what have you got in the news?
So we have a lot of news because, again, we haven't been doing anything for the last month. So the first thing is the Microsoft Accelerator for Windows Azure. Basically, we've got a group of 10 startups that are coming. They're actually here already. They started on the 1st. Basically come to Seattle, learn about Windows Azure, basically build their startups, and I guess they get like mentoring, all kinds of stuff. So I think that we've done a few of these. I think they have like, I think they have one for like Connect and Phone. They've got a bunch of them, but this is the Windows Azure one. So it's a 3-month thing at Microsoft in Seattle.
Yep.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
A number of really neat startups.
Yeah, we went out there and we had a talk to them. Basically, we presented a day of Azure.
A day of Azure, yep.
And a lot of the ideas and sort of apps they're building and sites they're building and those sorts of things, there's quite a variety there. They're really interesting. So I'd recommend you sort of click through on some of those links and check them out.
Yep. Cool. So moving right along. Another interesting thing, I'm not going to spend too much time on it because it's pricing and that's always kind of boring, but basically we've got these commitment pricing now where we give you a discount if you commit to like a certain level of monthly pricing. So like $500 a month will actually give you a 20% discount. So I think it helps businesses plan a little bit for pricing if they, you know, if they know they're going to use a certain amount of Windows Azure, give some of the discount. Or gives a discount to using Windows Azure. That's pretty cool.
So
again, boring, it's pricing.
The longer you commit, the cheaper it gets, is that what you're saying? Or the more you commit to,
I think it's by the larger commitment you make, and I don't know what the time frame is. I actually just looked at this chart here, and just everything else is made up.
Right. It's based on pricing, so the...
Yeah, it's based on how much you use, but I don't know. Oh yeah, it's a 12 month plan. So, or you get you get an additional discount if you commit. Oh, I don't know.
Right.
People can read it. Boring. I don't care about pricing.
You're fired.
So actually in the last couple of weeks we've announced agreements to purchase two companies.
Wow.
So the first one is Phone Factor, which does two-factor auth like for mobile devices.
Right.
So basically they've announced that that'll be integrated into some of our solutions.
Awesome.
So, you know, presumably some of our identity and authentication solutions that'll be integrated with. So that's pretty cool. Obviously security is a big thing, really important. So adding that two-factor auth will hopefully eventually give us that extra level of security. I don't know if it'll be... Presumably, maybe to auth on Windows Azure to actually sign into the portal, you may have to use it. Not entirely sure. Or I would assume we might also, we'll probably make it available at some point for customers to use. There's some detail in here. Obviously, that just happened, so they're probably still sorting out the plans. And then the next one is Store Simple. That was just announced a few days ago. They basically agreed to acquire Store Simple, and they do basically cloud storage. And so this, I think, fits into our cloud OS strategy. So pretty cool.
Nice.
Scott Goo probably putting those on his Amex or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I wonder what he's got in his wallet.
Actually, I have no idea. Like, how do they pay? I don't know. Like, I've never gotten that amount of money at once. Or I don't know what the amount of money is, but like, I don't even know. Like, how do you bring like a briefcase full of like money to like when you buy a company?
It's basically an IOU written like, on the back of a receipt.
Do people write checks for like millions of dollars? I have no idea. I hope to find out someday. But I have no idea what we bought these companies for. It could have been a dollar, but I'm just saying, if it was millions of dollars, how do they get paid? We're going to do a cloud cover episode on this now.
A briefcase of dimes.
Yeah.
or a couple.
Like a dump truck full of them. Like, I don't even want this money anymore. Anywho, a couple weeks ago, what this was like 3 weeks ago now, we announced a bunch of improvements to the Windows Azure portal. So the biggest thing is we added the whole section on Service Bus. So previously you had to go to the old Silverlight portal to use to manage Service Bus. We now brought that into the new portal, and you'll start to see more and more stuff coming into the new portal. Obviously, we want everything to be in the same portal. You don't have to switch back and forth. Co-admin management, enhancements to virtual machines, some database, some SQL database improvements. Status notifications, media service monitoring, and storage container creation, and the access control support in storage.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, so some pretty cool stuff in there. Just the biggest thing I think is adding Service Bus, just bringing more and more stuff so you can now create those the topics and queues and things like that. So bringing more and more stuff into the Windows Azure, into the new HTML portal. And then along with that, like I said, Service Bus, so a lot of great enhancements for that, where you can actually not only create namespaces, but you can create queues and topics, various things like that. So, create all the settings and everything. So pretty cool. This is a common scenario because, because if you don't have to write this logic in your application anymore. Like, it's pretty common now where you would say, if queue doesn't exist on your app startup, create the queue. Like, now you could just do it through the portal or presumably through the APIs or something, or certainly through the APIs, but you could do it through the portal if you're just doing a quick app and you don't want to deal
with
it. All right, next bit of news. I'll let you cover this one since you're the mobile services expert.
Okay. So, first big announcement there is we've now got official iOS support, so we've gone out and built an SDK for that.
And we're going to have our next week episode is going to be entirely on mobile services and iOS.
That's right. So we'll have Chris Reisner, one of our colleagues, in, and he'll be talking about the iOS support and doing some demos there. So that's that. So the next big one here, this one's pretty good as well. So previously we had just Microsoft account as far as Auth was concerned. So we've gone out and added Facebook, Google, and
Twitter
based auth to our auth options there for our service.
So you can do four different, which makes sense because if you're, it's pretty uncommon, especially with the iOS support, to use a Windows or a Microsoft account, as they're now called, to auth a, say, iOS app. It'd be more common to do Facebook or something else like that. So that's really great.
So that's
This is separate from something like ACS, right? Like this it's designed to just be for these mobile scenarios, very simple and easy to use.
Yep. So it's separate from ACS today. And just to call out there, one really interesting piece that they've got is that one piece of code. The mobile services team have done a great job in terms of making this sort of incredibly easy to start using these identity providers. So if you see the Facebook, the line of code there for Facebook, it's just one line of code to log in with your Facebook app. You do need to paste your credentials into the portal and set up the Facebook app on Facebook. But as far as consuming it and utilizing it, it's really easy, and I really love that about this.
Cool. That's really nice. Very good.
So next one, this one's pretty cool as well. So now we can use the Azure Node SDK within our mobile services server-side scripts, so we can start integrating or utilizing blobs, tables, queues, and service bus and such.
And this was basically, they installed, so it's running Node.js, so they installed the Node Azure module.
That's right. So you can just require Azure now and start utilizing that API.
Great. That's
so
awesome.
There's some code there, and we might do a demo
of that. We'll do a demo of that, yep.
So SendGrid, so we've partnered with SendGrid, and now we're providing a SendGrid API within mobile services as well. So
cool.
If you want to send emails out to your users, you can do that. And similar, Twilio we're dealing with SMS.
Cool, and you're going to do a demo yep. for this. And then the last thing is it used to be only in East region, East
right.
US. Now mobile services is also deployed to West US.
That's right.
Still in preview. Obviously, eventually we'll get it into all the regions.
Yep.
But now it's at least in two different regions, which is
That's
good.
That's right.
So cool. So we'll do a demo on that. Well, let's finish up the news and then we'll switch back and have you demo. So the one last thing I wanted to talk about. This white paper was released actually just a couple of days ago. Best practices for designing large scale services on Windows Azure Cloud Services. I thought that I actually read through some of this. I haven't read through all of it yet. It's actually pretty lengthy, but it's a really, really good piece of work. You know, talking about just how to scale. You know, the best ways to scale. It's like scale out, not scale up, is usually more efficient. You know, talking about how to do storage scale, how to do all kinds of different things. You know, SQL databases, really like the whole work. So it's a really, really good document to talk about, you know, how to build these very, very large scale, you know, N tier applications on Windows Azure using cloud services. I don't really want to go through it too much right now. Like I said, it's pretty lengthy. Hopefully, actually, in a couple of weeks, we'll be able to get one of the authors who wrote this on
Sounds
the show, because this is something that I actually really want to do a full show over, because as you'll see, like there's a ton of stuff. I mean, this could be several shows, but this is really, really good document for building high-scale apps. A lot of this information was available in other places. Like we had a storage white paper that's really good. It's a number of years old, but I like to see all this stuff. It's all updated. It's all, you know, most relevant, you know, and it's all actually really consolidated. So definitely worth checking out if you're building, you know, sort of high-scale applications, especially on Windows Azure Cloud Services. And like I said, then in a couple weeks, we'll try to have one of the authors on the show to actually go through this.
Awesome.
So next up, let's you want to go ahead and switch over, and we'll do some demos.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Now our feature presentation.
All right. So we've swapped over now. So let's have a look at perhaps two of the key new features within mobile services. So I'm just going to use here within the portal one of my existing mobile services, and if I come into my data tab, I've already got an existing table here. So let's look at the Twilio integration first, and then following that, we'll perhaps look at the Node SDK for Azure.
Cool.
And its support within here to create a container or something. So if I come into the to-do item here, you can see that I've already gone out to Twilio, and I've signed up for an account, and they've provided me this account SID and auth token.
And you get a free trial, correct?
Yes, you get a free trial.
Cool.
And you can see, so I've pushed this off the screen here so you guys can't take it and use that. But this is Nate's phone number, so feel free to send him a text message. but anyhow, so... so the Twilio...
Now I am going to have to change my phone number.
No.
I'm going to blur that out.
No, with great power comes great responsibility. Okay,
so I should do that over. I really don't want my phone number on there.
It's my number.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. is it your actual number?
Yeah, it is, because we need a demo that works.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're going to actually send it there. All right.
Yeah.
So feel free to use it all you want, then. I don't care. I don't trust you people with my number, though.
Right. So the actual the text message or sending an SMS, it's basically a HTTP request. So we take these SID and token. We've got a from and to address. I'm forming the message of the SMS to just be some item text that's being entered in the application. So this insert operation is going to be triggered as an insert occurs to this table in mobile services. So we compose that message, and then we just do a simple HTTP post, and it's basically that easy to send an SMS.
Cool.
So let's run this now. So I've got my client application here. I'll start this up. Let's say test SMS should hear it come in. And I got to hit send here. So I've saved that, and now any second I should get an SMS on my phone on the desk here. And we'll see.
Hey!
There it is.
Cool. So,
that's pretty sweet. So SMS generated in mobile services and sent via Twilio.
Cool.
Cool. So you can get a free trial account there as well if you go to twilio.com/azure.
Cool.
So that's the Twilio piece. Now let's have a look at the actual storage piece. So if I come here, so as you recall, we talked about it in the news that now there's support for the Node Azure SDK, which enables you to interact with things like blob storage, table storage, service bus, and other things like that.
Yep. So, and this is the same. This is the same regular standard Node Windows Azure SDK for Node.js. So the same thing you would do on a Node server app, you could do in mobile services. Correct.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. So what we can do now is I'm just going to pull in a piece of code I prepared earlier, and we're going to come grab this, and we're going to drop this in here. Here we go. I'm getting another message, this time from
awesome.
my provider saying my account balance is low.
Nice.
which I'll have to do something about.
To explain, he still has prepaid cell phone service.
Yeah, I'm working on a data plan, actually.
There are many days when it runs out, and so then you can't call, and it's really convenient.
Yes. Yeah. So what we've got here is we've now got some source to basically go out and create a container in a storage account. So we can utilize that Node Azure SDK using require Azure, which I've done here. And then the first thing I'm going to do is create a handle to my blob service, and that takes my account name and account key as parameters. We then say, you know, this is just one operation on that, which is create a container if it doesn't exist.
Yep.
You could do other things like go out and say generate a blob SAS and those sorts of things,
yep.
Interact with tables or whatnot. As far as the whole API for that, it's documented and it's available if you go to the Azure Node SDK on GitHub.
So actually, that's an interesting point. One thing that mobile services doesn't support is like storing files, right?
That's right.
But you could actually use this to say you were had a picture uploading service.
Yep.
You could, using mobile services, you could have a table that contains like the metadata of all the photos.
Yep.
Create that photo, insert it into the database, query blob, you know, query blob storage, and like say give a SAS token.
Yep.
For the user's read write permission for the user's container.
Yep.
Send that token back with the request.
Yep.
And then the client app could upload the photo directly to blob storage, all
yep.
basically in a single continuous, I mean it's multiple requests but in a kind of single
yep.
flow.
Yeah, so I did create a sample several weeks back before this was available just to show people how they could do it in terms of interacting directly against the blob storage
mm-hmm.
REST API. With this, though...
Oh, you did it all manually, though.
Yeah, I did it all manually. But with this, it's going to be like a few lines of code,
yep.
As opposed to quite a few lines of code. So, yeah, the method that I used for that is still applicable here in terms of just switching out that piece of code.
Yep.
But the approach I used there was... when I was inserting an item, which is maybe some metadata about the blob, which
yep.
would be like, you know, the blob name, maybe the user who took the photo and those sorts of things. On that insert, I was generating the SAS.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was stored in the DB. But part of the client SDK, so when you perform an insert operation,
yep.
if I then assign, say, you know, my item.blobsas URL is equal to whatever I generated in my service,
yep.
that's then updated on the client side after the insert operation.
Oh, okay.
Completes.
So you immediately... Oh, so you don't actually even need to manually
yes,
send it back. It
that's
just
right.
it takes care of all that for
yep.
you, so you can just read that property. So that's
yeah.
that's pretty cool. I
so
mean,
you
that,
could then use that and then upload direct.
Cool.
Because yeah.
really, I mean, even if... You know, I don't know if mobile service is going to support file storage or something eventually, but, you know, sending it directly to the blob is really a good way to go because
yep.
you're not proxying through... You know, you're not proxying through any web server, web tier, or anything, which could
yep.
potentially result in like double bandwidth charge, or you know, just additional latency. So going directly to the blob is a really good way to do it for storing large files.
Yep. So yeah, if you're using files and mobile services, or you want storage of you know binary data,
mm-hmm.
use the Azure Node SDK and mobile services.
And you could do this with you know, mobile services, you could build out a larger tier application. So if you were, say you wanted to use storage queues or service bus queues, you could actually do the same thing, give that token, and the client could send queue data directly as well. And then, you know, you could have a worker role in the background. So, you know, it is possible to mix and match those together.
Yep.
So, cool.
Right. So, so what we've got here is we've got a handle to it now. We basically now get a reference to our blob service using our credentials. And then this is a simple create container if not exists. So this is going to create a mobile service demo. If we go over here to my storage explorer, we can see I've got my location storage here, and we've got containers there. So the container we're creating is called mobile service demo. So we can see that that does not currently exist within here. So let's save this script, which I've already done, and then execute our client application. Let's do an insert. Did you like that?
It's fancy.
So there we go. So that's the insert. So now if we flip back to our storage account and hit refresh here, we can see that that container is now being created.
Cool.
So really quite powerful, and I'm really excited to have this module available within mobile services.
Cool.
Now.
Big improvement. So new modules. I would presume that as it continues to advance, we'll start to see even more modules be put into mobile services and more features like this added. So cool. Great
That's
to
correct.
See. Really, I mean, it's only been out for, you know, what, a month or so?
Yeah, I think August 28th. So we announced mobile services.
A couple months, and we've already added
a little bit
of features. So really cool, awesome.
Yeah, the team is a really awesome team, and they're executing in quite an agile fashion. So we're shipping on quite a regular cadence. So
cool.
It's definitely got a lot of cool stuff coming.
Good deal.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's about all for our show today. A lot of news. Maybe not so short. I don't even know. We'll see what Bob does with it. Could be long, could be short.
You will bow to me.
No mistakes this week, though, which was exciting.
It was pretty good. So give Bob a break after. I think the last show we recorded was awful. Like it was like 6 hours of recording and edited down to 20 minutes. So so this one, I think it'll be a little easier.
That's right.
So as always, thanks for watching.
Feel free
to definitely follow us on Twitter at @CloudCoverShow. And follow Nick at @CloudNick.
That's it.
@CloudNick. And Totten. So, let us know in the comments, and we'll see you hopefully next week.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.